This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Dr. Larry Altshuler about his books, Doctor Say What. Before the break, Dr. Altshuler, we were talking about the relationship between stress and health. I'm wondering, what people, what are the diseases that seem to be, what happens when our body's under stress? What happens when our body's under stress, and what organs really seem to take it the brunt of that?
Well, I think, again, it produces, our bodies produce substances that are good for us if we just have recent stress and we need to deal with something. But the chronic stress, these substances will get into every one of our organ systems. Probably the heart, the circulation system is probably the hardest hit. So that's why you would have more heart disease and stroke and problems with that. Then secondly, some of your organs, diabetes, for example, asthma, digestive problems, all of those, the GI system is probably one of the most common and probably one of the first areas that are going to be hit. You know, people know if they're stressed out, they may get a little nausea, they have, problems with gas and other GI problems. They can really feel it in their GI tract. And that's really common as well. The heart disease part is more long-term and is kind of silent. But again, when you get under stress, a lot of people recognize you might get a cold more easily. So your immune system is kind of down. Or you can have aches and pains, back pain and things like that. So basically, all those systems at some point or another can be affected. And everyone's different. So one person may have their GI tract affected, another person may get a spasm in their back. So, but there are certain signs, for example, that will tell you if you're being stressed, and most people can usually recognize that. Then there are some things that are very silent, like the heart disease, that sneaks up on you, and before you know it, you have a problem.
Do men get does stress affect men and women differently?
It does, and obviously, both men and women can have the same results and the same response to stress. But women their hormones are different than men's are, and men are more stoic. It seems like women have more of the emotional responses. The GI problems and, of course, urinary tract problems, pelvic problems, whereas men seem to have more of the problems with the heart disease, the strokes and things like that. So it can certainly affect men and women much differently, but overall, either a man or a woman can have any part of their body affected.
You talk in your book about some of the alternative methods to reduce stress and improve health. What are they?
Well, number one is meditation. And when I say meditation, that's really just in activating your mind. And there's lots of types of meditation, some which are better than others. But even just if you meditate 5 to 10 minutes just every day, that has really been shown to be beneficial and is one of the other things that can lengthen those telomeres, which improves survival. And meditation is also the cheapest way to do that because it doesn't cost anything. You can go on the internet and just Google it, and you can download meditations, and they're easy to do. Now, if you really have a lot of stress and you're having trouble dealing with stress that you know where it's coming from, it helps to have a counselor, a psychological counselor, to help you deal with those efforts. But you can also, hypnosis can be good. There's what is called imagery that you can do. Yoga is really good for stress. Tai Chi has been shown to be very good for stress. And then there's some herbs that are very good. Valerian, for example, is good. There's some other ones that can really help relax you. I really like Chinese herbs. There's some great Chinese herbal formulas that have been around for 3,000 years that if you have a lot of stress, it just de-stresses you, but it doesn't do anything to your mind. So you can still think, you can still work, but you feel calmer. Whereas the conventional drugs, you know, the Xanax, the Valium, they're going to have side effects. So if I'm giving if someone wants to take something, I prefer the Chinese herbs over the conventional drugs.
And what are some of those Chinese herbs?
Well, there's some that are really good. I use one. I'm going to tell you what it is right here. I'm just kind of looking to make sure I got the right stuff here. It's called Ding Chin Wan. Let me spell that. D-I-N-G, the separate word X-I-N, separate word W-A-N. And Ding Chin Wan, again, is a 3,000-year-old formula, but it really reduces stress so well, and it also helps for sleep. You can take some before you go to sleep at night. But it doesn't affect your mentation, and that's really good. And that's the one I usually use. There's another one called Chai Qiu Mu Li Long Gu Tang, and that's a long one. By the way, all of these are in my book in part two under anxiety and stress. I list all of these, but this one is one that not only relaxes you, but relaxes your muscles. So the people who stress causes them to get muscle spasm and a tight neck and shoulder, this is the one that I use because it not only helps relax you and calm you, but it also relaxes your muscles. So those two are the ones that I use primarily.
Now, you know, when you're treating people for stress or anxiety, what are some of the conventional methods that you would consider?
Well, again, probably psychological counseling is number one. Cognitive behavioral therapy is the one. It's called CBT. And that's really good. I mean, it's been shown to be very beneficial because that helps people figure out, okay, what's causing my stress? And if they can't get rid of the source of stress, it can give you methods of dealing with the stress to block the bad effects on your body. So that's one. And then the second one, of course, is medication. And those two seem to be the big conventional treatments for it. And of course, the medications, you know, the Valium, the Xanax, Ativan, and those are okay. I mean, they work very, very well, and most people do fairly well with them, but they can have side effects. They can decrease your mentation, your concentrating ability a little bit. So you just have to be aware of that.
In the studies, or I don't know if you've looked at the studies, what about exercise, you know, like walking that mile a day, and how effective is that?
Well, again, that's your lifestyle, and lifestyle factors are extremely important. And when you exercise, exercise is great for stress. It de-stresses lots and lots of people. And what I recommend actually is what's called green exercise, and this is something that a lot of people don't realize. Wherever you exercise, now a lot of people exercise in a gym, and that's okay. That can help, and that can help de-stress you. But I like walking and biking and doing outdoor activities because they say that when you exercise around green things like trees and plants, that they've actually done studies that show that seems to de-stress people more than if you're inside doing exercise. So if you can do that, go outside and exercise.
Is there, or have you seen, I guess, when you're working with people, when they come to you with a chronic condition, or sorry, maybe even like a serious medical condition like cancer or heart disease or diabetes, some of these things that you mentioned, you know, asthma, when they reduce their stress, does the disease improve?
Yes, absolutely. And especially, you know, some of these diseases, you're going to become anxious or stressed out because of the disease. So if you can deal with the stress that it causes, the outcome is going to be very, very good. We actually, here at Cancer Treatment Centers, all of our patients actually see our mind-body doctors who are psychologists for that particular reason. And in fact, with cancer, they show that even when you survive cancer, even years afterwards, people still have a lot of stress. And their caregivers, even more, their caregivers have stress. So, but we have found that if you can be de-stressed and you can calm down, then it really benefits almost every medical condition you have, diabetes, heart disease, whatever problems you have, irritable bowel syndrome. It seems that once you de-stress, that it really helps you improve to a great degree.
And so is it just these, you know, is it just the practices of meditation or exercise, that lifestyle, those lifestyle things, or is it also including that, you know, alternative medicines that you were talking about?
You're right. It's both physical and emotional. I mean, we have so many different aspects. And it's just a matter of finding out what works for you. You know, if you have a psychological aspect and then you have a physical aspect where you're exercising and then the dieting comes in, and say you still have a little stress and you use a conventional medication or meditate or use one of these Chinese herbs, all of those can help. And whatever works, that's what we want to do.
Mm. Dr. Altshuler, when you're talking with you know, people and you're finding out, you know, you were talking about the relationship between stress and illness. Are there certain types of stresses that seem to go hand in hand with certain types of illnesses?
Not really. You know, it's interesting because that's a good question, because stress comes in so many forms. But really, stress is stress. It causes a reaction, whether it's physical stress, whether you're overworked, whether it's emotional stress, you're having family problems or mental problems or environmental stress. Any of those stresses can cause the same type of damage. And again, everybody responds differently to every type of stress. So some person, if it's one particular type of stress, maybe they'll have a GI problem, maybe they'll have a muscle problem. But then on the other hand, maybe people will have a GI problem, but one is caused by physical stress, one is caused by emotional stress. So really, so we are so different, and that's why it's nice to have all these different options, because you can look at all the options, and there's a lot of them out there that can help you. And so, again, it's just a matter of finding out which one is going to work for you.
So you don't see any type of profile with certain types of diseases in terms of behavioral or psychological?
Well, you know, they say that certain personality types, you know, like an A-type personality, that's a hard-driving individual, or people who overwork, you know, and they're workaholics, they seem to have more cardiovascular effects. And so they have more long-term effects, whereas people who are more emotional stress may have more GI effects or muscle effects. So there can be a difference in what you see and how damaging it is in general.
It's interesting, you know, how you're talking about that. I'm wondering, you know, we only have a couple minutes left and we kind of want to wrap it up. If you could just sum up what we've been talking about today and then give your book a pump.
Okay. Number one, stress is all around us, and all of us will have stress sooner or later. What we need to know is if that stress is chronic, we need to do something about it, because it's going to do some damage to our bodies. But there's a lot of things that can be done, whether it's conventional or alternative, whether it's something you take or something you do like meditation or Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga. We can do something to prevent that. Good diet, exercise, always good for you. So, you know, it can be conquered, and it needs to be conquered, because otherwise you're going to be doing some damage to your body. Again, I have this in my book. It's Doctors Say What. There's two books, and people can get either book. They just go to Amazon to get it. I'm also working with Amazon so that if someone has a particular medical condition, say heart disease or irritable bowel syndrome, they can actually just read that part of the book, and it's a lot less expensive than buying the whole book. So they'll be able to do that in a week or two. So it's Dr. Say What, and they can also go to my website, which is drsaywhat.com.
Dr. Larry, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope we've helped a lot of people.
Hopefully we did. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Parkinson's.